Partly sunny today, a high of 66. It's 52 right now. That's Foreigner. And listener Scott, I think, has Foreigner somewhere on his body.
He's got to.
He's got over 100 tattoos, on band logo tattoos on the left arm of his body. We met him yesterday when we did the world tour in Snohomish County at the Stanwood Hagen. And we took pictures of Scott's arm, and they're up on the Brad and John Facebook page.
He's got a bunch of other sports stuff on the other arm, too. But yeah, one arm is dedicated to rock and roll.
It's something else. And most of it is, I mean, some of it is just the band's name written out. But for many of them, it is the actual logos that he has on, you know, obviously most the Rolling Stones with the tongue.
Yeah, and there's some different logos. The Guns N' Roses one.
The AC/DC logo, the traditional AC/DC logo is on there. The Green Day and what have you.
And, like, you know, even things like Foo Fighters, the way, you know, you've seen it printed numerous times, you know. It's like that way.
So here, this is us talking just for a minute or two with Scott and his wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Now tell me, what is so significant about your husband? What's about his skin? What does he have going on here?
He has 189 bands on one arm and all of the sports from Seattle on the other arm.
189 tattoos.
Band rock and roll bands. You will not find ABBA.
You will not, and there's no ABBA on there. But there's give me names of a couple of them.
The Who, Foo Fighters, Lynyrd Skynyrd, okay. Joan Jett, and the Heartbreakers.
Pretty much our playlist.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our playlist and beyond. But all the heavy hitters are there. Which one of your favorites? You said was the Guns N' Roses one.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now were there some that were painful?
No.
Was there any of those bands that you absolutely hate listening to, but you thought, I got to get the tattoo just because?
Nope.
All right, he's not saying so much.
I think he's still wincing. Jan.
They have to be arm worthy. The bands have to be arm worthy.
What age did he start?
50.
He got his first tattoo at 50, and he's how old?
He's turning 60 on Friday.
Okay. And are there more to come?
Maybe.
I would assume everybody that we're doing is on every group we're giving away is on his body.
Yeah, and that's why he signed up, because he wants to bucket list and see all the bands that he can that are tattooed on his arm. Are there any that he wanted to get that you have vetoed, that you said, no, you're not getting that one?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you're sure, but we can't convince you to get the ABBA.
No ABBA.
You know, they're reforming for one big song and one big show.
We do know that, yes.
Okay, all right. Still, he won't do it. All right. Go to the Brad and John Facebook page, and you'll get to see Scott's arm and all the some of the tattoos that he's got on there. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Good luck at the end of the week for the tickets.
Yeah.
He has golden earring. That guy. He may be the only guy with a golden earring tattoo.
I heard he drew the line at Nickelback. He said, nope, won't do it.
He's got Anthrax on there, and most of them are, like, you know, just black ink, but, like, in the case of Poison, he actually has the green, you know, like,
yes,
in the Poison logo.
The AC/DC is red, yes, and stuff, and it looked like the Guns N' Roses one had been colored in, if I remember right.
So
I said, the first one, I went to him, you know, Rush is my band. I'm like, where's Rush? And he's like, oh, right here, you know, kind of on the back of his arm.
I don't know how much money he spent on that. That's the one question we didn't ask on that is how.
Yeah,
It's got to be in the thousands of dollars, right?
Oh yeah, I mean,
that's 180 tattoos.
Yeah, it's all up his arm.
And it wasn't all done, and obviously wasn't all done in one shot or two or three shots. It's over the course of a number of years. So that's a lot of. I mean, it's to the point that when he goes, if I'm Jan, I'd be like, we got to preserve that arm somehow.
And there are people that do that now.
I know.
There are companies that'll do that for you.
Well, that's one thing that should be preserved.